From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There are new signs of a rebound in the job market. The nation's unemployment rate has fallen below the 9% level for the first time in nearly 2 years, and the Labor Department says 192,000 new jobs were created last month. NPR's Tamara Keith joins us now. Tamara, what are these numbers telling us?
Well, the public sector, state and local governments actually lost jobs, but the private sector more than made up for it, generating some 220,000 jobs. The areas of strength were manufacturing, construction, healthcare, and temporary hiring.
So, Tamara, what are the economists you're talking with this morning saying about this report?
They say seeing unemployment drop below 9% to 8.9% is a real psychological victory. So this is clearly a positive jobs report, but they're also not all out celebrating. Here's economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial.
You know, the trend is in the right direction. I'm optimistic that we'll be generating a lot more jobs this year. It's just not enough.
There are still 13.7 million people unemployed. Almost 44% of them have been out of work 6 months or longer. And there are a ton of people who have dropped out of the labor force altogether.
Thanks, Tamara. That's NPR's Tamara Keith reporting from Washington. Protesters have taken to the streets of Libya's capital today, calling for the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi. His forces responded with tear gas. In the eastern city of Benghazi, there was a similar protest march. The exodus of people fleeing the violence in Libya has slowed dramatically today as gunmen loyal to Gaddafi have been deployed at border crossings into Tunisia. A United Nations spokeswoman says fewer than 2,000 people have made it out today compared to more than 10,000 a day previously. NPR's David Green in Tunisia says the gunmen are intimidating people trying to flee Libya.
A lot of people coming here just say it was a harrowing experience getting through one border checkpoint after another, just heavily armed Libyan guards really acting intimidating.
NPR's David Green in Tunisia. Oil prices are on the rise again, edging up to nearly $103 a barrel in New York trading today. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says higher crude oil costs are putting more upward pressure not only on gas prices, but also on airfares.
The airlines have been increasing fares almost weekly since the beginning of the year, and on Thursday, some major airlines did it again. Citing the ever-escalating cost of jet fuel, American, Delta, United, Continental, and U.S. Airways all raised fares $10 on a domestic round-trip ticket. Thus far, the airlines have been able to raise fares, in some cases substantially, without losing customers. But the airlines know they can't keep raising fares indefinitely. At some point, customers will be priced out of the market. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stock prices are down a bit at this hour. The Dow Industrial down 10 points at 12,248. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 7 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker says hundreds of layoff notices will start going out today to teachers and other state government workers unless Democratic state senators return to the state capitol. They've been holed up in Illinois for days now, blocking passage of Walker's plan to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. Protesters who've been camped out in the Capitol building marched out last evening. Jill Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports they were complying with a judge's order that the building be open only during normal business hours, but that other restrictions be lifted.
Attorney Peg Lautenschlager called the judge's order a victory. She represents several unions and citizens groups who asked the judge to reopen the Capitol.
I think the fact that the judge indicated to the state that these restrictions are unconstitutional, you can't do this with people's rights, was particularly important.
Over the past 2 days, only 8 people at a time were allowed in the Capitol, and then only if they had an appointment to meet with a legislator or attend a hearing. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
The Navy has completed its investigation into raunchy videos recorded aboard the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise several years ago. Admiral John Harvey has concluded that more than 40 people were at fault, from rear admirals to enlisted sailors.
Navy leaders are not popular entertainers, but professionals vested with extraordinary military authority, who must be held to a higher standard.
Harvey is recommending that Captain Owen Honors, who produced and hosted the videos, and 3 other high-ranking officers all be censured. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support